From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Aerial firefighting operations continue at the Cottonwood Fire raging in Beaver and Paiute counties.
No problem. Yep, I've got a scooper coming in.
It is the largest in the country at almost 94,000 acres. 23% of it is contained. The Babylon Fire in San Juan County has grown too, now spanning over 85,000 acres with zero containment. Firefighters carried out fuel mitigation and critical protection measures for structures at the historic Dugout Ranch and multiple other properties. The fire has forced extensive public land closures, including the Needles area of Canyonlands National Park. Fire weather conditions are critical both today and tomorrow. If you're looking for a place to safely light fireworks in Utah tomorrow, here's a spot, the Salt Flats. The Bureau of Land Management posted on social media that they are allowing it there. But fireworks are still banned on other BLM land in the state. And there are some rules if you're going to light up the sky at the Salt Flats. Pack out everything you bring in. Don't bring pallets or glass containers or block the access road with your car. And start fireworks away from that road. The BLM also recommends people leave their pets at home. Now that Utah's primary is over, candidates are turning their attention to the general election. Ben McAdams is the Democratic nominee for Utah's redrawn left-leaning 1st Congressional District. KUER's Sean Higgins has more on how the fight over Utah's map continues to play out in his campaign.
On primary night, McAdams said he's under no illusions. He knows Republican state leaders don't want him in Congress for long.
They are not going to give up until they guarantee themselves ultimate and unaccountable power. And we are going to fight back and make sure that the people of Utah have the ability to choose someone who reflects their values.
A court ordered Utah's congressional map redrawn after a lengthy legal fight. GOP leaders were not happy with the decision and said to expect a constitutional amendment to change it. But any change would need the approval of voters, and voters might not be in the mood. Weber State political scientist Leah Murray says a moderate like McAdams winning and the primary defeat of Senate President Stuart Adams complicates things.
That variable coming into the equation, I do think has an effect. So I could totally see the legislature being like, maybe we are not picking up the repeal prop for this minute.
A legislative spokesperson said there are no updates on timing for ballot language for November. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
The Utah Supreme Court has denied two appeals of Tyler Robinson. He's accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Robinson's lawyers filed a special kind of appeal for when a case is ongoing. In one, they asked the state's highest court to weigh in on cameras in the courtroom. They argue that the case's extensive media coverage could bias potential jurors against Robinson. In the other, his lawyers wanted the court to block using a recorded testimony of Robinson's former romantic partner. They called it hearsay. The Utah Supreme Court didn't give a reason for the denials. This also means the preliminary hearing for Robinson will go on as scheduled. It's set to start Monday. You are listening to KUER News.